percolate on a particular mix of odd and inspiring news headlines in Wendy's Coffee House. Newsmakers with a penchant for the unknown, unexplained, and unusual share their experiences with UFOs, ghost encounters, near-death experiences, and more for your own unique blend of Wendy's Coffee House Curious. And now, here's Wendy.
Hey there. Thank you for tuning in. Remember, if you do miss anything, you can check the blog Wendy's Coffee House and get caught up really quickly or get ahead, depending on your perspective. Just diving right in, I've got a guest. I'm going to bring her on just a second here. But headlines. And what I have been noticing is that there's a whole lot more receptivity to any kind of conversation that includes something that we might consider odd, offbeat, weird, strange, UFO, ET, alien, paranormal. Big jump right now into the paranormal with a lot of horror films. I think Us, the most recent one. And it's a shift. So people are, not only are they wanting something to change their reality, they're embracing it and scaring themselves to death for no reason. All right. Well, you can get that same kind of buzz when you have a real reality shift. And one of those things would happen to be a UFO sighting. For some people, it not only challenges their own worldview, it challenges the people around them. And so then they immediately have, sometimes it's an existential crisis of what the heck is real here and how do I fit in and who am I? All that good stuff. It all comes up. But one of the statistics here I just wanted to pull off just before we got into it was that and this is, I think, 2015, YouGov.com, they do research, and one of the little tidbits was on how many people in Britain, Germany, and the USA believe in extraterrestrials. So basically saying that they believe in creatures who have the ability to communicate and don't come from Earth. Wherever they might come from, on planet, off planet, other dimension, whatever, that they're here. And Britain, Germany, the US, I think the stats, Germans are the highest, 56%. Majorities in all of these. Americans, 54%, and 52% Britons. So it's a matter of this is really kind of an amazing time when it isn't being poo-pooed. It's becoming a little bit more acceptable to say, hey, I saw a UFO. Now, whether people believe you or not, that's okay. It doesn't matter. The fact that you can actually say it without getting completely, you know, stoned and pillared and whatever it is, it's nice because you can say, look, this is it. And one of the other things that is happening, though, that there's other types of events, paranormal events, and one of those scientists have just come out with a study saying that more than one reality, the quantum thing, exists. And in quantum physics is where they're seeing that being demonstrated. So the fact that we've written about it in sci-fi for, 50 years or more, that kind of stuff is a shift in our own perspective. So to share with this, I'm going to get my advice or perspective on this experience I had recently from Lori McDonald. And she's, if you have heard any of the shows with FREE, that's the Dr. Edgar Mitchell Foundation for Research into Extraterrestrial and Extraordinary Encounters, talking about the numbers of people who've taken the survey and are being studied, basically. It was an anonymous thing. I did take it too. They're looking for some kind of a correlation or things that maybe in common with people who have experienced these kinds of events. And she's one of the people who deals with people who have maybe questioning their reality and their sanity as a result, or other people around them are. And I thought, well, okay, here's another shift. So give me a second. I'm preparing my mind, figuring out what plane I'm on, because this is what happens. We were walking in the park, and my partner, my husband, is walking, maybe 50 feet behind me. And I look over in the pool. What I see in the pool, I'm thrilled because we're getting ready for spring and they're cleaning it out. I look over and I'm sad because it still has water and it's stagnant and it's there. It's probably about 6 feet deep and I see the reflection off of it. And it's, you know, that dirty when leaves get in it. They haven't drained the pool. He didn't hear me. He comes up behind me and I stopped with the dog and he says, great, they drained the pool. And I look back at him thinking, what planet are you on? And I had looked, there's a, up the side of the pool is a hose emptying out the water. And when I looked, the hose wasn't active. And so I saw that it wasn't being emptied, it wasn't being drained, it was still stagnant. He says, oh, yes, they have. Of course, we're going to have an argument. No, they haven't. Yes, they haven't. Okay, so I walk back to see how right I might be and how he's delusional. And there it is, the leaves. And there's no reflection. I can hear the water being drained and look at it out the hose. My reality was not his. And that I thought, okay, this is one of those perfect timing things because this isn't an example of that quantum reality. And I've had these things before, but this one was pretty dynamic, and it helps to have somebody to corroborate it. And, of course, we both thought the other one was crazy for messing with our reality. All right, Lori McDonald, she's a therapist, and True You Hypnotherapy, and she deals with experiencers, helping them to somehow, you know, gain some kind of empowerment over whatever kind of incident that they had that blew them off the planet, so to speak. Hi, Lori.
Good morning.
Thank you. Thank you. I'm really glad that you're doing what you're doing because there are I run into people who have these kind of experiences, and for a long time there was nowhere to go that wouldn't ostracize you from the rest of society.
Absolutely. Yeah.
So how did you okay, first, with that, what there's a term for that experience?
Which one? Your
That little reality shift where both of us had a different perception.
Yeah, that's it's timeline shifting, but it also sort of falls into the category of the Mandela effect, which believes that there are multiple universes existing at the same time, some just a slight frequency difference away from the frequency of our third dimensional planet Earth. And based on some quantum physics, these universes can slightly bump or bleed into each other. It's like a kiss. So the idea is that they are bubble universes and they can touch, and it adjusts, it wobbles the timeline. So more than one reality becomes apparent. So people have memories with the Mandela effect of a specific event or person or iconic line in a movie. And then that's changed.
Right.
You know, so one of the big ones is everybody believed that there was, that Marilyn Monroe's first name was Norma Jean. But now they're telling us it was Norma Jeannie with an E. And I don't remember Elton John's song saying goodbye, Norma Jeannie.
No.
So there were things like that, such as in New York City, Grand Central Station, also an iconic image people have in their mind of the big open platform or the clock. But they say, New Yorkers have always just called it Grand Central Terminal, and that it's always been called Grand Central Terminal, and that all of the movies have always stated that. But, of course, there are millions of people who will say that they remember it differently, just like you and your husband had two brief separate memories.
Yeah.
Whatever timeline becomes dominant, then you both begin to resonate with. But can you experience something totally different simultaneously? Yes, you can.
Yeah.
And it really all has to do with our own consciousness, the ability for us to be aware of the multidimensional self. People or humans are existing beyond time and space. We've always come back in one other form or another, perhaps. And now things are amping up where the vibrations of the planet are increasing and people begin to believe that they have activated specific DNA that makes them more open or susceptible to what mainstream would call paranormal experiences. So it's a very interesting historical time that we're living in. It's as if we had taken that next step in understanding the human psyche and our ability to master both the mind and body. And these are the directions that we should be moving in. Of course, yes, millions of people have had UFO sightings, have had face-to-face, eye-to-eye contact with different extraterrestrial beings. And as important as that is, I think what might be more important is how it affects the consciousness of that human, how they then gauge their reality and what their next empowered step after that is. And often with experiencers and contactees, after the initial, you know, shaking of the core belief system and the questioning of one's sanity and identity, they begin to go on a path of self-development.
Yeah.
You know, accepting that perhaps what they did see is real, and if anything, it was real to them. So they're still experiencing something.
Yes, absolutely. Okay, hang on a second. I need to take a break. But I want to get into how you started working with experiencers and what that's like. And just, you know, for one thing, did you have your own experience, that kind of thing? And we're talking with our expert. Expert.
I am. I'm an award-winning clinical hypnotherapist. I'm an international speaker. I've spoken in multiple countries on the UFO phenomena.
Okay, it's Laurie McDonald, and we're going to come back with what it's like to deal with an experiencer on Wendy's Coffee House, KCMO Talk Radio. Wendy's Coffee House, KCMO Talk Radio. My guest, clinical hypnotherapist Laurie McDonald. I saw on Vice a video where she's treating a person who's regressing them, a person who is an experiencer. They remember their abduction, all that. And I thought, I immediately wanted to go check her out and find out more about her, and then realized, oh my gosh, she's already on the free website. I'd completely overlooked that. And so I went back to do some more research and called Laurie, and just because there are people I know in this area who have these experiences, this kind of thing going on, and nowhere to turn, because one therapist I know of will not reveal that she does it, because she doesn't want anybody, you know, it's difficult enough to go and treat people with the normal A to Z problem. And then you have these completely off the chart problems, and once you get known for that, then you invite people who say, this isn't real anyway, so what are you doing? So, Laurie, I'm glad you're facing the music. It takes a certain amount of courage and a certain amount of trust and basically authority to be able to do that. And that's at least when you were on Vice, I thought, okay, somebody's helping people, and that's why I wanted to talk to you. That's not the only thing you've done. There's a whole laundry list of appearances.
Oh, yes. I've done lots of radio and TV, Discovery Channel, Military Channel. I've spoken multiple countries, not only on the extraterrestrial presence on our planet, how it affects the consciousness of the human, but on personal empowerment, on how to stand in your confidence, speak your truth, and unfold to reach your own highest potential. I look at these phenomenal or paranormal experiences as a catalyst to a challenge to one's reality, to be more, to understand more, to see that the world and the universe is far larger and we're more powerful, really, than we ever knew. But in the beginning, when the experiencer comes, their core belief system is shaken. And they really don't know where to turn. And what a horrible place to be in when you think, am I losing it? I mean, did I just really see that? And you tell people, and maybe they say they believe you, but they'll also, you know, finish it with, it's really hard to believe, though, you know.
Right.
And there's not a lot of support. So I run a support group for experiencers where they can come and share their stories. And I do the one-on-one sessions. And about that piece on Vice, I think what people didn't understand was that the subject, John, is in stage 4 cancer, and his dying wish was to not leave this planet without understanding what happened to him. He had literally a lifetime to struggle without help, And when he finally did find the courage to do it, he was able to glean a higher understanding and to take that next empowered step. And so his own energy is more settled. So people do it, you know, explore their experience for many reasons, but the courage to do it is really the first step. And it's a small step. Just take it.
Yeah.
And begin to see, you know, and who cares really what other people think? I like to think that after coming to sessions with me, a person will have the ability to practice equanimity, to be calm and strong, personally empowered and confident, regardless of the chaos or among them or around them, that they can feel that sense of ease in both their mind and body. In fact, I believe it's a fundamental right.
Well, part of
to
this
have that sense, yeah.
What you're doing, it's still on the fringe because, and I've Lizette Larkins, who's an experiencer, written a few books about her experience and what happened when she went public with the ex-husband and the family and all that good stuff and ending up in a psych ward. And there was just another one I've seen recently, the guy who was reluctant to admit to his partner what he had seen. And when he did, he found himself in the same situation where he was being diagnosed as, you know, as basically unstable, so he wouldn't be a good guardian for the children. That these kinds of things are still controversial, and you really need to know that somebody is like you, holding a space and saying this is authentic. Let's deal with what you're going through, and not be ready to turn you into the nearest, I guess, social services person. And
no, absolutely. I mean, clearly, a person thinks long and hard prior to coming to a regression session. You know, one of the big questions is, do I want to know, really? Maybe my mind is protecting me.
Right.
You know, so there are lots of questions, but when they do find themselves taking that step and wanting to uncover what might be in their own mind, it's an amazing experience. But yes, it can be terrifying. I've had people lose their jobs. They've mentioned it at work, thinking that they could confide in a coworker who they thought were more than that, but maybe friends.
Right.
And then next thing you know, they've lost their job. Which, you know, where are we living? That can't happen. And then it's really unrealistic for people to have such an adverse reaction to an experiencer, in my opinion. You know, one, they're not in a position to make that judgment call. They haven't done the research. They don't have the information, and so they're forming their opinion without thought. And so really, again, they're just not in a position to make that judgment call. So it's really in our best interest not to pay them any mind, because then we're actually lowering our thought process. The idea here is to expand, to understand. Now, I'm going to be honest, not everyone who comes to True Hypnotherapy is an experiencer. They might think they are, and it turns out that it can be something else. And it has been. And there have been people who legitimately suffer from a mental disorder, and then that's the case, and they go and they get the help that they need. But again, at least they realize that it's time to look at the situation. I've had experiences myself, and so I understand what it might be like to have an experience that might you think nobody else is going to be able to relate to.
Mm-hmm.
But the truth is, over 280 million people worldwide, about 4% based on the world population, have reported experiences.
That's a huge number.
That's absolutely a huge number. And now I run a lot of experiencer groups at conferences. There'll be many people. And I'll ask, how many people here have reported to an official agency your experience? And maybe one person will raise their hand.
Yes.
So the unreported number has just got to be significantly higher.
That was my next thought. Okay, we're going to take a break. Again, clinical hypnotherapist. On the line, Your True Hypnotherapy, in case you're interested in finding out more about the support groups. Lori McDonald, we're going to come back and find out. Okay, you said you had some experiences. I want to just throw some of those out so people can get an idea Is it a ghost, an ET? What's going on? It's paranormal, and we don't understand it, but we're trying. Wendy's Coffee House, KCMO Talk Radio. Wendy's Coffee House, KCMO Talk Radio. Now, I've talked to people from MUFON. I've talked to people, I even made my own report, that kind of thing. But there's still so much that we have not been able to connect, and we're still learning, exploring. The more people who report a legit encounter, the more ammo we have in tying up a few loose ends and figuring out this isn't a ghost. This isn't, you know, poltergeist, or maybe it is. And this isn't Sasquatch, or maybe it is. And this is ET, extraterrestrial, extra-dimensional, transdimensional. What the heck's going on? We don't know yet. That's where this comes in handy, when we're sharing our experiences. So Lori McDonald has had an opportunity to hear a lot of those experiences and connect a few dots. But you also mentioned that you, and if you're listening, the contact is trueyouhypnotherapy.com. If you've had your experience, Lori, I think that makes you more empathetic to somebody who's coming to you and saying, look, my world just changed. Help.
Absolutely. It's heartbreaking, really, to see people suffer on any level. And at the end of the day, regardless of the situation, I really believe that everybody deserves a little bit of therapy, a little bit of guidance or help. And so I like to stay open to whatever it is that they're experiencing to see how it affects them and what we can do to get them into a place where they're feeling calmer, a little more capable of dealing with an ever-changing world.
Yeah.
You know, it's going to affect many, many more people. I personally believe that we are in a time of a spiritual ascension, and the planet Earth herself and the cosmology of the universe is on the upswing, and it is a time for learning, for becoming enlightened without fear, but really learning what it means to be a human and to integrate different aspects of the psyche, the conscious and the subconscious mind, and mastering both our mind and body, and really tapping into the power that we possess. You know, Wendy, a lot of people I come across, they don't even realize what the word human means. They figure out, though, I've got some definition in my mind that they heard in school, but in fact, human in itself is the definition for the type of entity that we are, hue coming from light, how you measure the depth or saturation of light, you measure that in hues. And manifestation comes from the word man, to become embodied or into the physical. Human is a light embodied entity, and gender and race are subcategories of that. So when people begin to learn that they're a light embodied entity, that their consciousness is multidimensional, that they can change and open to higher thought, their life actually gets better.
Yeah.
Gets a little harder at first, but then it gets better. As you know, you got to break a few eggs to make an omelet.
Yeah. One way to put it.
Yes, it is.
Well,
yes.
Okay. With that, I also want to throw in that, you know, it doesn't take, you don't have to have an ET alien encounter to have that kind of a shift, because even an out-of-body experience or a near-death experience, people are having the same kind of shock to the system that says, there's more going on here. I'm not just the body. I'm something else.
Absolutely. Each and every one of those experiences are opportunities for us to grow, not to be afraid, but to research, to understand, and to grow. And if you've had an out-of-body experience, you understand you are fully conscious mm-hmm. of yourself, your personality, yet there you are looking at yourself. I had a lot of trouble with the out-of-body experiences after meditating for about 12 years. Every time I went to meditate, I would pop right out of my body, and I didn't know where to go.
I wouldn't know where to go. I'm going to Hawaii.
I just really did. I would walk around myself and see myself sitting in meditation, and I would think I mean, where, what am I to do with this? And
yeah.
And finally, I got the help from a very compassionate Buddhist master. And in fact, after 5 years of studying with them, I learned more about other worlds than I've learned from the thousands of extraterrestrial stories that I've heard firsthand.
That is also fascinating, because I know somebody else who studied with that same line, and it was like, okay, they weren't going to give you any clues until you had your experience. And then it was like, well, yeah, this is part of it. It's kind of like the core. What? What?
Yeah. So many people are awakening in different ways and realizing that we are far more than we think, that we have this power to create and manifest or manufacture or made by man our own reality. I mean, when we do that with our thoughts, we see now how powerful our thoughts are, that they are, you know, a collective. They attract other like thoughts, and we can measure those. We measure those in ergs. You know, so we're understanding that communicating with extraterrestrials or seeing an interdimensional being or being present in a time shift, it's really going to give you an opportunity to step into your personal power.
Okay. Can I bring that back to that experience that I shared with my husband?
Sure.
Okay. What this brought home to me was, okay, I was seeing an event that possibly was a past event, because I still saw the pool full of water and not being drained. He saw it as possibly a present or future event. And I was then, the challenge is, which one do I really want to be in? Do I want to be in the one where he sees it all going forward, the pool is drained, it's ready to go, or the one where the water is stagnant? And that was my way of, oh my gosh, I need to think about this, because maybe that reality he saw is one I want to be in, and I need to walk closer to him so I'll get that.
It's a vibration.
Yes.
It's shifting. You know, you resonate within a spectrum.
Yes.
So that you'll be able to, you know, walk side by side and still see slightly different things. You know, as any cop will tell you, taking testimony or witness statements, all viewing the same thing, you're all coming from a different perspective.
Mm-hmm.
And then we have to be aware of, too, that the mind will fill in the blanks. If you glimpse the pool, your conscious thought, it's stagnant, it's too bad they're not draining that water yet, anticipating the pool, you know, can help create that reality, or at least manifest to a parallel reality where that is the norm there.
Yeah. Yeah. It was like, okay, do I need to upgrade my thoughts to be more progressive and bring more of, because I was hoping, oh, it's going to be changed. And I was shocked that it wasn't. And so that thing, wait a second, so where is this stagnant? Yeah, so just, you know, if you're listening, this is the kind of stuff that happens when you experience a shift like that and you realize, I know what I saw, and the person right beside you saw something completely different. It isn't that either one of you is wrong. It's that there are possibilities and opportunities, and that's what we're dealing with Lori when she says empowerment. To own it and then take it to the next level, how can you turn that to your advantage? That's how I interpret this.
Right. And, of course, in doing any of this work, you want to go about it with a clean slate, meaning do your emotional work, carry as little baggage as possible. So self-accept the good, the bad, the ugly, wherever you are what you are, and you can move forward from that, but not until you accept that. That's where I see a lot of people stuck. Oh, if only this, if only that, or I'm so fat, or I'm this or that. Well,
you're repeating it.
Yeah, well, you're creating it.
Yeah.
Okay. But saying, okay, I am that, and it's okay. I love that. And boy, has my body served me up until this point. But how do I want to take it forward? You know, with that level of acceptance, what we're beginning is an integration of the subconscious mind and the conscious desire. And when you merge these two, you're in a more powerful position to create what you actually want, instead of this circle of self-defeating negative thoughts that we're feeding ourselves.
I want to connect some dots. I want to connect people to your groups, because if they are interested, they've had their own experiences, they need somebody to talk to or others around them who can say, yeah, I've been there, I know that. And so that, and you're, is it the Sacramento Alien Abduction and Contactee Support Group?
Yeah, that one's on hiatus until May. I have a few speaking engagements and some work I'm trying to complete. But right now, I'm referring people to opusnetwork.org. That is a free, 24-hour, 7-day-a-week online support group. And Opus is the Organization for Paranormal Understanding and Support, the president of Opus. And we have an amazing board of directors that have unbelievable experience and credentials as doctors and other therapists, lawyers, and so forth.
Okay.
And we are here for you.
This stuff is fascinating. And we're all in it together. So let's find out what's in the soup. Wendy's Coffee House, KCMO Talk Radio. My guest, again, clinical hypnotherapist, Lori McDonald. Wendy's Coffee House, KCMO Talk Radio. I'll put the links on the blog, wendyscoffeehouse.com. You can, if you miss anything, check it out there. And links for Lori in case you don't have a chance to write this down or Google. Whatever. But I also wanted to throw out the question, because Lori's had all these experiences and people who are coming to her, then she's got a, you know, basically her finger on the pulse of what's happening. What right now do you think might be important to address?
With a lot of new experiences, and I'm talking about people that are not lifelong experiences of the phenomena, people are coming to me saying that they're extraordinarily embarrassed. They sense an ET presence, and they feel actual sexual activity. And they feel a little bit powerless to stop it. They believe that it's some type of a, when being able to glimpse the face, which I'll call them perpetrators at this point, they look like a hybrid human gray.
Is this, okay.
So this is reptilian also have been described in these sexual encounters.
Are they taken away or is it altered state or what?
No, they're definitely in an altered state. They think, though, that it does happen within their own house, so that this is coming to them. One lady even said she was in the shower and just terrified, just couldn't shut down the tap fast enough, and absolutely terrified. The sensations are so extraordinarily real. And so it's, for some women, extraordinary, and men, it's terrifying. But now I believe that certain extraterrestrial races have the ability to manipulate our brain waves. Mm-hmm. Some say they have a delta transmitter that can put other people asleep. And I believe that they sort of cross the theta and the delta brain wave to create a compliance state, a state where we're almost simulating sleep. So we're not sure if we're dreaming or not. And so you feel powerless to change anything. You're just sort of going with the flow. And so they're stuck in that sort of headspace and experiencing a sexual activity. Now, I think that this is a violation of human rights, in that the extraterrestrials that do that are manipulating the humans involved, stealing genetics, DNA, ovum, sperm to continue their hybridization of the grays. Partly because the grays, from what I understand, die between 700 and 900 years, where the human is a light embodied entity, and that consciousness carries on.
Okay.
So they creating a hybrid will piggyback. Hopefully, they're trying to piggyback our ascension process. They haven't been entirely successful, although there are many hybrids. And when I do work with women who experienced a lot of this, especially in the 90s, this is a problem. Once they become empowered, they're like, I want my baby back. Is there a child out there yearning for the human mother, the human touch, that which nurtures and nourishes the growth of us? You know, so I have no right. So I think that all the ET races, and there's about five of them, that, including humans, that are involved in this abduction phenomena,
Okay.
This is really the part that needs to stop.
Well, how can you prevent? I mean, and you're sure it's not a military PSYOP operation of some kind?
It could definitely be. I mean, we certainly have the psychotronic technology and voice to skull where they can do a brain mapping, find out your signature print, and send just a thought or images into your own mind and manipulate you. And this is why I say you must know yourself. You have to self-accept and you have to become empowered so that you can handle these different things and so that you can differentiate between a voice in your head that says it's an ET and an actual ET. And there is a protocol that you can follow to determine just exactly who you are speaking with. And I'll tell you, once during a session, the ET came through, and I was like, it don't sound like any ET I'm familiar with. And it became aggressive and negative and screeching and name-calling and act as if it were a demon and screamed at me. And my subject is lost. It's just coming through her. Mm-hmm. I see her clutch a coffee mug, and I think they're going to hit me with it, but I remain calm, and I don't move a muscle. And then this entity coming through yells at me, you know, who the hell do you think you are to question me, right?
Yeah.
And I took a breath and said, more importantly, who do you think I am? And at that moment, the entity fled. Because I'll tell you, each and every time you tap your own power, and the lower frequency, and I believe the grays and reptilians are a lower frequency than us, you can control the situation. You can awaken from that hypnagogic state, that state of paralysis that they put you in.
Right.
And you can experience your own power over the situation. The moment you begin to realize, you know, what you are, how we work, then we're more capable. Right now, a lot of the fear factor is because of the unknown.
Yeah.
The unknown isn't just about them. It's about the humans. We really don't know all the ways to control our mind and body. I mean, just think about people who have had that adrenaline burst and can lift a vehicle.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Or escape from a predator.
Right. So we have power. Once we learn how to control this, that makes us really superhuman.
And we're learning. Now we got to go.
And we're learning.
Okay. So for anyone who wants to connect with you, the website, trueyouhypnotherapy.com, is that the best way?
Yes, or opusnetwork.org.
Okay.
Is also fine. Yes. I'm on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram. You can find me anywhere.
All right. And so for anybody who's having experiences like this or curious because you've got other people that you know who've had experiences, maybe you would like to empathize with them more, give them a little more support because it's changing. And with all these stories, everything changes. Lori, thank you.
My pleasure. Thank you for having me, Wendy.
And you can check out the website, wendyscoffeehouse.com. Again, I'll put the links on there. And there's some other shows, too. We've done some shows with experiencers, and there's just so much information out there right now that's shifting and, I think, challenging us to break through our own walls and our own belief systems to find out what's real. That quantum thing, experiencing two different realities side by side with somebody else, it's extraordinary. It just makes me curious. I want to know more. Thanks for listening. See ya.